Irwin, sister, G.A., Tacoma Park, Washington, May 18, 1905. Dear Sister Irwin, it is thought best for your husband to remain with Brother Farnsworth and help Brother Daniels with his work. There is a large and important work to be accomplished, and your husband and Brother and Sister Farnsworth should, at this crisis, remain in America. It is necessary to have strong men here at this time. I understand that Elder Daniels has been chosen as President of the General Conference, and Elder Irwin, Vice President. This arrangement seems to be satisfactory to all. There is much work to be done in the large cities of America, work that ought to have been done long ago. These cities must be worked. Our young men and women, instead of collecting at Battle Creek for a long term of years, ought to be working in these cities. Elder Haskell and his wife have done a good work in establishing Bible training schools in New York and in Nashville. They gather round them a small company of young men and women and give them a practical training in holding Bible readings and selling our papers. This work should be done in many other cities. The young people who go out to work in these cities should be under the care of experienced leaders. There should be a place to which they can return when their day's work is done, where they can have seasons of prayer together and relate their experiences. It was in this way that the fishermen who left their nets at the call of Christ were trained. The gathering together of a large company of people in Battle Creek is not God's plan, but one of human invention. The Lord has a precious, sacred work of soul-saving to be done in the world, and it is to be done now. This work is to be carried forward on a higher plane of individual responsibility than ever before. The plan that I have suggested regarding the work in our cities is a plan that has been carried out with success. Let the workers be provided with a good home, and let them be under the charge of consecrated leaders. They can then receive family training and discipline, and both men and women can compose the family of workers. I am pleased with the idea of Brother Irwin and yourself spending some time in America. I am indeed grateful for the help that you have been able to render to the sanitarium work. We hope that suitable help can be provided to take your place, for your help and influence will be just as much needed in connection with your husband's work in America as it has been in Australia. Elder Daniels has had a hard and trying place for many months, and besides, it is of no use to place the burden of the work of the presidency on one man. The light given me is that no less than three men should be united in this work. One man should not try to do all the work. We hope, my sister, that you will not feel that we want you to rush away from your work in Australia, but we would be pleased to have you come as early as possible, that you may be united with your husband in his work. I know that it will be a hard pull for you to leave your son. But such things have to be done, and the making of the sacrifice brings great blessing. May the Lord give you wisdom and judgment. To your children, I would say, be of good courage in the Lord. We cannot say to you, break away from the school and come also. Your position cannot well be filled, and the Lord has blessed you and given you increased ability. There is a great work to be done, and in acting your individual part, you will certainly receive blessing in this life and in the future life, when the members of the Lord's family shall be gathered together to enjoy one another's society through an eternity of bliss. May the Lord bless you in all your labors to prepare the youth to do their appointed work, and may you at last hear the "Well done!" from the lips of the Savior. Matthew 25, verse 21.